when a boil opens, the stuff that drains out.
It's a pus.
And when you open a blister, the stuff that drains out.
It's water.
And you say a bee stung me in my hand.
So it's swollen up.
Okay. And it's still pretty badly.
Swollen.
And if a bee stings you, your hand will
swell up.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you say you have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
And sometimes the wound won't heal back right. It's got to be cut out or burned out. Call that?
Catheterized.
Well, it gets sort of a skinless growth over it. Call that growth.
The scab? The scar?
Did you ever hear of foul?
No.
Foul flesh? Or?
No.
And if you had a little cut on your finger, a brown liquid medicine thing you could put on it.
Mr. Eileen.
Or something brown thing. People don't use it that much anymore.
Carechrome? That's why it's red too. I don't know.
Starts with an I.
Iodine.
Okay. Do you ever use that?
When I was in the Navy, I think I used it a time or two.
What about a real bitter medicine? They used to treat malaria with it.
I don't know that because I had malaria before. Quinine.
Okay. You had malaria?
Yeah, when I was in Vietnam.
Can't that come back if you don't take care of yourself?
Well, they say it can come back regardless if you take care of yourself or not. Yeah, I mean, it's always in your blood.
Have you had any trouble with it?
No.
Well, the doctor did all he could, but still the man
died.
Any other way the man died?
Passed away.
What sounds like?
Both of them sound the same to me.
Mm-hmm. What about a really crude or joking way of saying
someone died? Kick the bucket.
Okay. And you say, well, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died.
Died of.
And the place where people are buried.
Cemetery.
And what they put the body in.
A casket.
Okay. Any other names for cemetery or casket?
Coffin. Graveyard. Boneyard.
Is the word boneyard used seriously? Some
people, when they use it, I guess they're using it seriously, but it sounds crude to me.
Mm-hmm. What about graveyard?
Graveyard sounds okay.
Mm-hmm. And you say, when he died, everybody went to the
funeral.
And people are dressed in black, you say that they're
mourning. Mm-hmm. Mourning.
Okay. What if they really get worked up over the death and just sort of lose control of themselves? You said they were really
hysterical.
Okay. Did you ever hear taken on? Carrying on?
I've heard of it. Yeah, I've heard of that they were really carrying on.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
That they're taking it hard.
Mm-hmm. Does it mean they were sincere about it, or
that
they were just putting on a show?
No, that they were sincere. Really, say if there's a funeral, and the widow started carrying on.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you'd say that she was hysterical, but I don't guess you'd say that the whole bunch would be hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
Because hysterical is worse than carrying on.
Mm-hmm.
Carrying on is kind of what you'd expect a widow to do at her husband's funeral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on an average sort of day, if someone asks you how you're feeling, you'd say,
okay.